Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
The life of a shepherd was not a glamorous one. I know that we sometimes see artwork of shepherds as if they were young, strapping lads who could be the next lead in the Hallmark Christmas rom-com coming out next year. But that's not really who shepherds were. Actually, being a shepherd was not really your first pick of jobs. Frequently, shepherds were most often children. Sometimes they were women. So sometimes they were the elderly. That is, the weakest members of the family. You were not deemed as useful for other things, so you were sent to the flocks, to tend the flocks. If you couldn't lift heavy things, if you couldn't do some other stuff, they'd just send you out to look over the sheep. Shepherds were considered unclean, frequently unable to participate in religious festivals. You would spend long hours and days with the sheep out in the pasture, trying to find new pasture land, fighting off wild animals, finding a new fresh source of water. You'd spend time tracking sheep down that got separated from the flock, from the herd. Along with this, at the beginning of the story, we read that everyone was sent to their hometown to be registered for a census. I guess except for these shepherds, they weren't even important enough for the Roman government to count them for tax purposes. You know where you stand when that's the case, right? So when the angel showed up to these shepherds keeping watch over their flocks, they certainly weren't expecting any kind of fanfare for them. They were afraid. And rightly so. I can imagine, call them Martha or David, asking if maybe that day-old pita was a poor choice that they ate for dinner. But the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." I'm thinking that at this point, the shepherds start wondering if maybe the angel got the wrong people. They're like, "If you're a few miles off, I think the important people are a couple miles to the east, maybe." Shepherds were not the ones who got the good news, nor were they the ones who got to tell others about any good news. The good news that a child is born, a Messiah, comes to shepherds first. But if the news is truly for all people, then it must be for them too. And then, just to make sure we're clear, a whole bunch of other angels show up praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Do not be afraid, for I bring you this incredible news. You get to be part of the story. Peace be upon you, shepherds. God's favor rests upon you. You get to be part of telling the story to others. You who have been overlooked, who have been called weak and less than, you who are not the influencers in culture, who are sweaty and dirty and been in the fields all day, you who maybe don't practice every single religious ritual perfectly, you are the ones who get to hear the good news first. You are the ones who get to tell others about the good news. Do not be afraid, because God is on the move, and you get to be part of that story. The shepherds allowed their lives to be disrupted and immediately went to see this child who was born on that night. It was just as the angels had said. I love this idea that the first visitors to come and see Jesus were these shepherds. It's like these shepherds were Jesus' immediate family who came in to see him at his birth. And they didn't keep it quiet, did they? We read in verse 17 and 18, "When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." The first evangelists were not professional pastors, were not priests or leaders in the temple. They weren't important political figures. They were shepherds. They were those on the lower rungs of society who perhaps maybe had little to lose in the telling of this story. but also who opened themselves up to further ridicule and shame by telling something so remarkable and ridiculous sounding. But they did not keep quiet. They did not allow their fear of being worthy or their fear of their position in life, their fear of their past, their fear of maybe having no influence, from stopping them from telling this good news. Good news that perhaps didn't, that they perhaps didn't even fully understand yet. They just knew that God was on the move and they had to tell someone about it. And we read that all who heard it were amazed at this story. I think it's interesting, not all who heard it believed, it says. Not all who heard it immediately became followers of Jesus. They were amazed. Perhaps amazed at the possibility that this could all be true. Maybe amazed that angels would show up to shepherds of all people. Amazed that a Messiah might just be born and things might just change for their lives. There was probably a bit of ruckus in Bethlehem on that night. As a response to God's work in the world, the shepherds stepped into a bigger story. They became the first evangelists of the Messiah. They said yes, and they told of this wondrous thing that has happened. And they did not allow their fear to keep them from responding to God's call and sharing the good news that they had received. Y'all, they didn't keep it quiet. I'll sometimes hear different versions of this from people as they talk about responding to God's call on their lives or having an opportunity to share their faith in some way. They'll tell a story of maybe God's nudging in their heart to do something new, or they'll tell a story of God working in their life to maybe share their faith with someone, but they never sure how to respond. The conversation frequently circles around a few things, but generally lands on, I don't know how, I'm afraid I'll get it wrong, or I don't have all the answers, I might mess it up. Sometimes I'm even told, isn't that reserved for professionals like you, Pastor? Yet we find over and over and over and over again that God uses those who consider themselves not enough, those who don't have all the answers, those who are beaten up and bruised, who don't have all the qualifications. God uses those who are simply willing to step into a bigger story. God uses those who are willing to say yes when God moves. Brené Brown writes, "Courage starts with showing up and letting ourselves be seen." In other words, I think courage starts when we're willing to show up and tell our story. So you see, the shepherds were courageous. They heard a message from God that blew away their expectations and chose to respond and tell others about this thing that had happened. They didn't keep it quiet, even if it had maybe had been easier to do so. They showed up and they told their story. Sometimes we complicate our faith sharing and God's call on our lives. And we find in Scripture, it's frequently simply someone who's willing to tell the story of how God worked within their life. That's what the shepherds did. They didn't present an argument or a five-point plan of salvation. They simply told the story of God at work in their lives and left the rest up to God. A pastor tells the story of a time they were seated at an outdoor restaurant, and this was actually pre-COVID. I forget, we ate outside before COVID too. They were sitting around a big fire pit, and it was kind of this very informal setup where you could talk to the people sitting next to you, and they engaged this couple, he and his wife did, and they just kind of started talking about life and various things, and faith kind of made its way into the conversation naturally. As of course, whenever you say you're a pastor, it kind of just shows up. He tells the story of having this long conversation with this couple about their faith history and what they think about God. And it wasn't an argument. It was just a conversation that carried on until the restaurant closed, that carried on until they went out into the parking lot, and they just continued to talk about each other's lives and to get to know these people. And then they parted ways and never saw those people ever again. All that pastor and his wife did was simply tell their story, tell the story of what they, maybe what they believe. Maybe it was just a matter of a conversation about what church might actually be like. It wasn't an argument. It was a conversation. Or there's another story in which someone continually just kind of brought up church in their regular conversations. It wasn't a pushy thing. It was just, what are you doing this weekend? Well, I'm going to church and I have this event with my small group, and that's what my weekend's going to look like. And this happened over and over again until a friend of theirs finally asked, well, what is this church that you go to? And is it something I can be part of? All they did was incorporate something into their lives and not keep quiet about it. They just told the story. They didn't make an argument. They didn't present any kind of a plan. They just said, this is who I am and this is what I do. Friends, let's not keep quiet, because God keeps showing up today. The miracle of Christmas is not simply that Christ was born, but that Christ continues to be born in each and every one of us each day. Let's not keep it quiet. Let's not allow fear to keep us from proclaiming this good news. And let's not let fear keep us from following the call that God has placed on our lives. A call to proclaim, a call to love and to serve our neighbor. Do not be afraid, the angel says. Do not be afraid, because I bring you good news that will be great joy for all people. Do not be afraid, because today we can say Christ goes with us. Do not be afraid, because God wants to use you with your past and your present, with our scars and our brokenness. Do not be afraid to show up and let yourself be seen, because God wants to use you and to use your story. This is the call of Christmas. Yes, to marvel in the good news that God is with us, and to tell that story to others and tell the ways that story has connected to our stories. To show up and be courageous. Because, friend, God continues to enter into our lives, and we get to tell that story to others. So do not be afraid, for God is with us. Amen. And amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.